Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Night of the Demons, Wendy Williams singing on The Masked Singer, Ariana's new album, Positions, the pros and cons of Ducks, and the most shocking scene of Borat 2. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
What's up, Short King?
Oh, I am chilling. I am hanging out. This is a very special Election Day episode where we will not be talking about politics because we deserve a little moment, a break from it.
Do you think we can get through 30 minutes without?
I don't think so. It's my brain. All that is left in my brain has been just like nonstop, like just bad news, good news, polls, speculation. Today is the election day. So if you haven't voted yet, if you're eligible to vote, do not listen to this yet. Go vote. And then this is going to be a reward.
Or vote. Yeah. While you're waiting in line to vote, vote.
Ooh.
Listen to us while you're driving to the drop off your ballot in person.
Yeah.
While you're picking up your friends to carpool together in a socially distant, safe way.
Yes. Or yes, while you're sending texts for Biden, you could listen to us.
Anyway,
so that's all that there is about that. You all know how we feel. Please vote.
Do you often say bad news bears?
Bad news bears? Did I say that already just now?
Yeah.
I do say it a lot. I think I got it from you. I don't know what it means.
Me? I wouldn't say bad news bears.
Well, I definitely didn't come up with it. What is that, bad news bears? I don't know.
I think it stems from a losing Chicago Bears football team, but I'm just guessing at this point.
Wait, is that real? I've been saying bad news bears and it's a sports reference? No way.
I think so. Wait, no, I was thinking about
Bad news bears? Are they bears? Are they just journalist bears that covered bad news?
No, wait. Okay. Why do you think
yeah?
why do you think that so many people know like Blue 42?
What is Blue 42? Blue Cantrell?
No.
What is Blue Cantrell? Sounds like something you would say. What is Blue Cantrell?
Blue Cantrell is a singer.
Blue 42. What's Blue 42?
It's a play. It's a football play.
Blue 42. Hut, hut.
Downset, hut, hike.
What is hut?
I think it's hike.
Or are they grunting? Are these football players grunting?
I think it's hike. I think they're saying hike. Ball backwards.
Hike. No, they're saying hut. Hut.
Downset, hut.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I have vivid memories of middle school and we like the 2 weeks that we had to like, you know how like gym class was split into different sports that you had to play for like 2 weeks?
Our gym class. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say ours was split into boys versus girls.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm saying during the football 2 weeks, it was a lot of like just hut, you know,
and not the hut you're usually into, which is Pizza Hut.
Oh, I do love Pizza Hut.
Though it does feel a little, is it appropriating hut culture, Pizza Hut?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen an actual hut?
I don't know. On the Amazing Race, did we ever see a hut?
I feel like we made a hut in Mexico.
That was in Colombia.
Colombia.
We did. We made that little outdoor parking garage hut.
Hut, baby. You know.
Not huts. Did you watch the new Amazing Race?
No.
Well, I am, and I'm enjoying it thoroughly. It's back on.
Something about you is really crisply and crunchy. Maybe what move your hand or something.
What is it?
I don't know. Oh, your hand was on your microphone, on your headphones.
I always do that.
Crinkly and crunchy. No, well, I watch the new Amazing Race.
I could
Race.
Hear you scratching your leg, and I didn't pick any problems with it.
You really can?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear that. I don't know who else can, but I have to hear it.
Well, it's a nice scratch.
Why are you so itchy and scratchy?
I'm actually not. I'm pretty moisturized, I would say. Of all my time I've spent on Earth, I'm pretty moisturized right now.
Speaking of moisturized things.
Sure.
No, actually, I have nothing about moisturized things.
I recently bought a new face moisturizer. I guess I can let you know how that goes. Oh, I was influenced by an influencer.
You know those gold under eye things?
Yeah.
Have you ever used those?
Yeah, they're like to depuff under your eyes.
I don't know what they are. Our friend Jonathan got me and my roommate each one, and then we tried it one night, and I didn't know if I was wearing them forwards or backwards, but there was definitely a burning sensation, and I thought, are my eyes supposed to be burning? Not like my eyes, but like underneath where the patches were. And then when I took them off, it looked like I had two black eyes.
Well, I would be careful with that. Your skin could be allergic to certain things, to be honest. You should be wary.
No, all I'm allergic to is dogs.
Whew, well, don't come over. I got a lot of dog hair everywhere right now.
Don't you have a vacuum? Don't you have a Swiffer?
Swiffer, no. I do have a vacuum, though.
Do you have a Roomba?
Roomba, no.
With a baby with a knife on it?
No, no, no. But I do have this. Have I showed you this? It was a gift.
He is showing me a troll doll. With glasses and white hair. It's a sparkle troll. Where did you get that?
His name is Tiny Diamond. I was gifted this troll doll because they said, this looks like you, so I bought it for you. I said, thank you.
Well, I remember when I was in third grade, I was going through a big trolls phase. I wanted all the trolls. I would only ask for trolls for my birthday and Christmas. I had a trolls themed birthday party, and one of my friends brought knockoff trolls.
Oh, well,
they weren't real. Like,
poor? It's okay if they are, but I'm just trying to gauge the situation.
Remember which friend brought them, but they were clearly visibly knockoff trolls. They looked like Dollar Tree trolls, and some of the hair, like in the back of their scalps, was like coming out of the head.
It'd be like that.
So you could. It wasn't great. I was nice. I didn't say anything. And I did play with those trolls sometimes, but they weren't my favorites. There was one with like a tennis racket. I thought, who wants this budget troll from the Dollar Tree? Am I a bitch?
You know, I can't be the judge of that. Speaking of tennis, that was another 2 weeks I didn't like of gym class.
Really?
Yeah. But it was actually, I found it to be similar to in Clueless. You know how they just like stood around and they were like, they're like acting like they can't participate in gym class.
I thought you were like Daria.
I was a little bit like
you
Daria.
You know, when the volleyball goes past Daria, then she sticks out her arm three seconds later.
That was me. All of gym class I found to be traumatizing, to be honest.
Why? Tell me. I'll tell you why my gym class was traumatizing. Have I told this story?
I think we both have gone into detail about our predatory, perhaps, gym teachers.
We had to wear jock straps, and we had to prove it to the gym teacher by showing him that we were wearing one.
Well, I remember for the swimming portion of gym class, we would have to line up in like there's in the locker room there was like a extra room full of like the school's gym. I mean, the school's swimsuits. Nobody in could wear your you own swimsuits. And we Wait. All had to wear these like baggy swimsuits, and we lined up naked in the what is it called? The locker room. And we had to say what size we needed. So there I was, plump as could be, waiting in line. And I had to walk up and say,
large.
And then put on my like baggy Speedo.
Does this still happen in schools?
I don't know.
This has to be illegal, right?
It didn't feel good. I'll say that much. I didn't love it.
Paul didn't love it.
Paul did not love it.
You know what? You know what I'm not loving right now?
What?
Did you have anything else to say about Speedos?
Actually, yeah. I think I've converted to Speedos.
I have some. I wear them.
Yeah.
Paul love it.
Enough with Paul.
My tan lines right now are very Speedo oriented.
Mine are not. Mine are gym short oriented. And then I wore a Speedo and it looked like I had like the whitest thighs of all time. And then the rest of my body was tan.
Is it from all your jump roping? Have you ever been tan?
It is. I'm tan right now, I would say. Look at me. Would you not say that?
Oh. I mean, you're definitely not as tan as I am.
Okay, well, this is not a competition.
It's a competition with your own body.
What?
No, tell me, go.
I watched a movie the other night, and I found it to be incredible.
Was this about the killer clowns from space?
Yes.
I saw on your Insta story, you were watching what I assumed was probably a movie called Killer Clowns from Space.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. It was...
Is that what it was called?
A very solid viewing. If you're looking if you're still in the spooky, like monster, creepy, Halloween-y mood, it's great. I loved it. It was camp.
Are you one of those... I feel like people are all about like Troll 2. Or something.
I think it's in the same realm as Troll 2, where it's like cult classic. Everyone knows it's terrible, but it's fun to watch. I was, of course, very stoned, but it was good.
As one is.
Also, you know what I watched Halloween night? Have you ever seen Night of the Demons?
Mm-mm. Worth it? Scary?
Holy moly. It's like a 80s Halloween movie. And I thought it was so good, so fun, and I didn't realize that Kim Petras, like all of the Halloween album, I think is based on the movie. I think it's like conceptually like a soundtrack type of, you know how you can watch Wizard of Oz and play Dark Side of the Moon? And it like matches up and goes together?
No.
Well, that is a thing.
Dark Side of the Moon an album?
Yes. It's
Led Zeppelin?
Maybe. That sounds like
The Who?
Something like that. Anyway, she samples a whole bunch of scenes and sound effects and like dialogue from that movie. And I didn't realize that. And I was watching the movie and I was like, wait a minute, this sounds like, and then they, you know, the song Demons, where they have like a, they're talking about spirits and, you know, it's like samples some movie and they're talking about spirits. Anyway, it was from that movie and I loved it. I thought it was so much fun.
Ugh, I've just been having nightmares for days now. Every night I go to sleep, I have a nightmare.
About
I thought,
what
is going on with this? It must have been the blue full moon. I was having all kinds of crazy dreams. Although I didn't even text you this. I just remembered I had a dream that you and I married twins.
Oh,
but
okay.
they didn't look alike. They were what are those types of twins that don't look alike?
Fraternal. I was about to say I was gonna say that sounds unrealistic because I don't think we usually go for the same type of person.
I know, but they were fraternal twins, and they were both very much our type. Mine was tall, and yours was a short king.
So we became sisters.
We were legally sisters-in-law.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I know I bring this up, Game of Thrones. You haven't watched it, right?
Oh, I've seen it all, baby.
Oh, okay. So last night, holy moly, I watched season 3, episode 9, The Red Wedding.
Okay, that's what I was waiting for.
And I did not know it was going to be The Red Wedding, and it was The Red Wedding, and I had heard about The Red Wedding on social media, but I had not known any spoilers about it, and I heard it's going to blow my mind. And holy moly, I couldn't speak after the episode was done. It was so much.
They were just killing everyone.
No spoilers.
For you anyone. Watched it.
Some people haven't seen it yet. It's a stressful show to watch.
You know why it was stressful for me? Because they all have fucking weird names.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to follow
what's
going on.
To this day, it's funny. I actually think I've actually retained more of the names than I ever thought I would. But to this day, when someone talks about a character, I'm like, you have to explain what they look like or like what their main plot line was for me to know who you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters I'm like, who, what, huh? But I am very much enjoying it and I am moving right along. I tweeted last night that I just watched that episode and people were like, you're so slow at watching. I'm like, okay.
You really are. I saw that too and I thought, how are you not done?
Are you serious? It takes a while. That show is long.
When I started watching it, I didn't start until like the fourth season maybe. And I went back and like binged the first three and then was like caught up. And I think I watched it live from either the third or the fourth season on.
Wow. Did you listen to the new Sam Smith album?
I listened to one song.
I love it.
Really? I tried to put it. What's the mood? Because I tried to like put it on. I went out to catch some Pokemon and I tried to put it on and I was just, I don't know. I was in more of an upbeat mood. And I think the first couple of songs that played were slow. And I just thought, this isn't the mood I'm in.
Well, then did you listen to the Ariana album?
I listened to the Ariana album and I decided. The Ariana album. No, I was going to say I was texting my friend Justin who loves the album and I was telling him, tell me your fave so I can listen to him. And he said, oh, the whole thing's incredible. So then I put it on. I listened to the whole album through when I was like just sitting and reading shit on my computer and doing stuff around the house. And I thought, now this is an album that you would put on if you smoke a little weed or take an edible.
Yeah.
And then you like take a nice hot shower once you're like, edible kicks in and then you're just sauntering around your house in your silk sheer robe.
Okay.
And then you're sitting on your chaise lounge by the fireplace, having a glass of red wine, and waiting for your dick appointment to show up.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, I guess it's I could try it.
It's very you sitting at the window waiting for your husband to come home from war.
I thought it was more sensual. I haven't heard it yet. Is it?
No, it is. It's like, okay. It's definitely, you would put it on your like sexy time playlist.
Word. I saw that Positions, the single, went number one. It's her fifth number one debut song. Good for her.
That's got to be some sort of record.
Is it? I don't know. I'm curious because like I feel like they have a good game plan of like striking while the iron's hot. Not that she's going to go out of style anytime soon. It's like I feel like she has staying power, but they really know like why not put it all out? Get those records early.
All right. And I was thinking, hasn't she put out three albums between the time that Rihanna first said she was going to put out a new album?
It's possible. I don't know.
I think Rihanna was talking about, what is it, R6 or R7, R9? I don't know what number she's at. I think Rihanna started talking about that album, and since then, Ariana has put out three albums.
Well, good for her. You might as well. Why not? Did you see Wendy Williams on The Masked Singer?
Well, listen, what did she get unmasked? I only saw the clip of what I assumed was Wendy Williams as like lips on a couch.
We know it's Wendy Williams, don't we? I know her voice.
Did you see the mashup of her it was like this dance routine she did like in Times Square or something. And then
okay.
It was like,
it was set to her singing?
Yes. And it's set to the audio of that Masked Singer clip. Also, why was it only like 10 seconds? I want the whole performance, baby.
I don't know. I have never sat down to watch the Masked Singer. I've only seen clips. So I couldn't tell you the setup of the show, how it unfolds.
So I've never watched an episode of The Masked Singer, but I oftentimes Google who the singers were because I like to keep my thumb on the pulse of pop culture in the same way where I've like never really watched a season of Dancing with the Stars, but I often always Google who's currently competing on Dancing with the Stars. It's like,
well,
you gotta
stay relevant.
She loves
to keep up. Right, right.
Was Wendy Williams on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't think so. I don't mean this in a mean way, but she's a little top heavy to be dancing. Like, I would imagine she doesn't have good balance, you know, like just from the shaping of her body. This is body positive vibes right now, but I'm just saying, just to assess her body shape, I would find her to be topple heavy.
Is that why she fell over?
Top heavy and topple-y.
Is that why she fell over as the Statue of Liberty?
I think so. I believe. Maybe.
Do you think you should take the audio of Wendy Williams on The Masked Singer and make it your ringtone and or ring back?
You know, no. I don't think for me that is the move. I don't have any sound on my ring.
Do you think that iPhones should make it so that when you're FaceTiming someone, instead of me like hearing that noise and just looking at myself, it would like you get to choose like a meme or a video clip to play while your friends wait for you to answer your FaceTime? Wouldn't that be more fun?
That would be more fun. You know what they really need to do is make a video voicemail. Like, yeah. If somebody FaceTimes me and I don't pick up, it should play them like a video I can set as my voicemail. It's like, hey, girly, thanks for calling. Leave me a message. And then they can leave a video message. Like, that should be a system that they need to put in place. Thank
right.
You.
I just want it to be ringing. And while it's ringing, you're getting to watch the 30-second clip of Wendy Williams on The Masked Singer as a big pair of lips. And it's like, I let you watch that while I wait to answer your phone call and or ignore your phone call.
You let me watch it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm kind. Well, listen, if you haven't told me that you're going to FaceTime me, I'm not going to answer your FaceTime. I have to explain this to so many friends. I'm like, you think I'm just going to pick up a FaceTime? No,
It depends on the person. It depends on the person.
Oh, rarely do I ever.
If you were to FaceTime me, I would answer it.
Yeah, probably for you, but you're in like the one of three people.
You know, the new iMessage where it has like you can pin conversations or group chats to the top.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I love it. So I have three people I always text. You're one of them. And then three group chats that I always love to be
And they're
a part
just
of.
Like saved at the top?
They're pinned at the top of your messages so you don't have to scroll down and find them.
I need to do that with my group text with my roommate and our neighbors because they always change the fucking name of the group text and I can never find it. I'm like, what are we this week, girls?
Well, there you go. I think you should implement. You're
welcome.
This is like
pinning comments at the top of your Instagram posts. Have you done that?
No. Should I?
I haven't done that, but I've had people pin my comments at the top of their posts.
I'll pin comments like on a YouTube video. So like if I want somebody to come down and see a comment.
So much pinning.
Pinning. Have you ever been pining?
No. Did you watch Borat 2?
Oh, I loved it. Did you watch it?
I did. I was very stony baloney and I watched Borat 2.
I found it to be fun. I didn't know how I would feel about the daughter character, but I thought she nailed it.
Can we talk about the debutante ball scene?
Oh my God. What is there to say? What do you want to say?
Oh, so I was watching with my roommate Steven and my edible had kicked in. He was dozing off on the couch and then they were at a debutante ball. I want to know in what city and state that was in.
It looked a little Texan, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was down south somewhere.
Yeah. Arkansas perhaps.
I was emotionally reacting. I was yelling no over and over. Should we spoil it or do we make them watch Borat 2?
No spoilers. It's a little vile. Actually, it's not vile. It is a little, you'll see. It's a very normal thing, but it was very
The human body is
shocking.
Very natural.
It was shocking. I will say it was a lot. I was gagged, to be honest.
I don't often have loud reactions when watching TV, aside from my what did you call it? My TV laugh. Do you ever miss my TV laugh?
No, I don't. No.
You should really text Steven about and see if I still have my TV laugh. I think I did it last night when watching Real Housewives of Potomac.
Did you like the ending of Borat 2? I thought it was a great twist ending.
Was I paying that close attention?
About
what? I can't read your lips.
About the coronavirus.
Oh, maybe I missed that part. Was there a deleted scene at the end?
No, it's that whole ending. It's a whole plot twist ending. Oh, you gotta rewatch it.
Baby, the only thing that's burned in my mind is that debutante ball scene.
Well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
How was your Halloween?
It was perfectly normal.
Did you dress up in any way?
I put on my Boy Scout uniform.
Hot.
I went for a very long run through Golden Gate Park.
As your Boy Scout uniform?
No. Oh. It was hot, so I went in just my short shorts and no shirt and my mask and my hat. And I got a text afterward from this boy I know who said, "You looked hot running through the park."
Well, congratulations.
I thought, thank you. I did really look hot.
That is so cool.
I thought, thank you. Thank you. Another year alone.
I dressed up as the Tiger King because I already had the costume done.
Did you do your triple, did you wear the poles?
No. I it was too much. I just wanted to wear the pink shirt, booty shorts, the mullet wig.
I don't remember him wearing booty shorts. I felt like everybody.
He didn't wear booty shorts. He didn't wear booty shorts, but I wanted to wear booty shorts, so I did wear booty shorts.
And I felt like
I cut the sleeves off my pink shirt. I was really giving gay Tiger King.
Everybody really went as Tiger King for Halloween.
I know. Yeah.
I thought, well, that was it. That was the costume of the year.
Did you see
Friends with babies as little tigers? And
did you see my Halloween costumes video?
I did, of course.
What'd you think of my Animal Crossing costume?
I think this is a good place to begin.
What?
Well, I was just laughing that people say you look like Raymond from Animal Crossing, but I've just never really understood the Raymond hype, and I'm an Animal Crossing stan through and through. And I mean, I think here I've got, don't mind me, I've got a bookmark. Let me look at the villager popularity bookmark save that I have on my computer and see who's number one.
Of like your own ranking?
No. So this website ranks it, and I don't know if it's based on, I don't know if people give feedback or if it's based on like what people are trading or how they actually compile all this information. But this says that Raymond is still the number two most popular character in the game, which I think is just, I don't get it. I never got it.
Well,
my friend was saying it's because there was some viral video where someone had like put him in a sexy maid costume. But yeah, you were great.
Thank you.
You were great. What did the kids say? Did you really have your crossover appeal?
No, the Animal Crossing community really rallied against it.
I'm going to screenshot it. Let me screenshot some stills and I'll post it on the Animal Crossing Reddit.
Okay.
And see what the people have to say.
Give me some traction over there because, yeah, a lot of people were saying this is cursed. A lot of all caps just no. So I think it went over well. I think everyone seems to really enjoy it. So thank you.
I was really caught off guard when that was one of your things, because Animal Crossing has been such a pop cultural moment for me this year, but I didn't realize it had crossover appeal.
Well, you're welcome. I'm helping where I can.
Maybe someday you will start playing the game and you'll make your own little island. I just really don't think it would be the game for you. Like, you need to be creative and you need to like be able to make like a cute island. Have you seen my island?
No.
I guess I need to upload another walkthrough because I've made some changes.
Hey, we before we started recording this episode, we tweeted out, what would you like us to talk about this week that's not political? And somebody said ducks. So do you have anything to say about ducks?
ducks.
Duck, duck, goose.
No, I've never had any duck friends.
Do ducks become geese?
No. The other day when I was running,
ducks
I ran
become swans? Geese become swans. What becomes a swan? Ugly duckling? Hot swan. Wait, what is the swan?
I was playing
beautiful swan?
I was playing Quiplash over the weekend and I said one of the new Quiplash prompts said, What did the ugly duckling do as soon as she turned into a beautiful swan? And I wrote, started an OnlyFans, and I won the round with a Quiplash.
That's great. That's, yeah.
But I was really torn if I was going to say OnlyFans or Only Swans.
Only Swans. I was trying to think of something that what it could be instead, but OnlyFans gets it across. I support.
I know. I just like, I thought it was just too much. I knew I was like, this could really be hit or miss.
In Only Swans. Hmm.
All I know about ducks is I was running around this little lake the other day and there was duck and or geese and or bird poop everywhere. And
I thought, I do hate that.
And I thought, on these new shoes, duck poop, fuck off.
Ducks have really long necks. How do you feel? Are they the giraffes of the bird world?
I feel...
Maybe.
I feel like I've seen videos of like people wrangling swans and holding them by the neck. And I just never thought that looked good for anybody, whether it was the person or the swan.
Yeah, I also don't like when people pick up a dog by its neck skin. Don't do
that. They always say that's like what the moms do.
I don't like it. Maybe they can, but I don't think it's for me.
Do all animals pick up their babies by the necks?
I pick up my babies by the necks.
Like what animals do? Like, do raccoons? Do dogs?
I mean, any...
Is it all mammals?
Anybody can. I don't know
anyone
if it's the
with
right
a furry
vibe.
Anyone with a furry nape? Do furries carry their children by the nape of the neck?
If two furries have a child, does the child become furry by default? Is it a dominant trait?
Is the nape of the neck the front or the back or both?
What is a nape? Nape?
One up or two down?
Oh, two down, I think. Yeah.
Did you have anything else to say on this spooky day? I was going to say, did you...
Happy November!
Did you see that gay people are possessed by ghosts?
I didn't, but I knew it. Is that news? Is that somebody reporting it?
It was all over the news. Some Science Research Foundation study said that gay people are possessed by ghosts, and the reason we have same-sex attraction is because gay men are possessed by female ghosts, and lesbians are possessed by male ghosts.
Okay.
But I guess it didn't really make sense for anyone else who identifies within the community or with on the spectrum as a whole. Thoughts? Are you possessed by a female ghost?
I honestly don't really feel like I am. So there's
that. Well,
that's
weird. When I read it, I thought, this explains everything. I sent it to everyone in my family and I said, now you know why.
Well, you know, spreading the good word. Thank you.
Should Gaga change the song from Born This Way to Possessed This Way?
What are you on about?
Baby, I was possessed this way.
Maybe, I guess.
I can't believe you hate ghosts' possessions.
I love my possessions.
What about an Ariana Grande remix spooky album called Possessions?
Hey, it's Christmas time. Has there been any Christmas releases that we know about?
Carrie Underwood, Meghan Trainor, Josh Groban had a new song that my mom and I were texting about.
Have you updated your Christmas playlist on Spotify?
JoJo the singer has a Christmas album. Who else?
Did you update your Spotify playlist?
I think I put all the Carrie Underwood ones on there. But it's funny.
Not Meghan Trainor?
I sent you one of the Meghan Trainor songs and said, a must listen. Hmm. Somebody also replied to me and said that there was a different must listen on there called, I think, Naughty List.
Ooh. Is it better or worse than Mom's Song?
You love Mom's Song.
You might have a mom. She might be the bomb.
Maybe her mom duets with her on one of the Christmas songs.
Maybe. Only time will
tell. She did that Britney Spears Christmas song, a remix of it.
Okay. Good. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to report back.
Got it. Great. Sounds wonderful.
Well, I think we have successfully done a political-less episode.
Yeah. Hopefully this broke up 30-ish minutes of your day.
I hope it was enough time for you to recharge and now go back out into the world and tell everyone to vote, because don't assume anyone you know is voting.
Absolutely. And take care of yourself today. Find some time to take mental health breaks if you need it.
And just a reminder, most elections are not finalized within the night of. It takes a lot of time to count votes, and that's the most important thing. So if there's anybody in your life being like, oh, they're just trying to blah, 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 nah, making excuses for why they should just call the election either way, it's like, no, just we should be encouraging of all votes getting counted. I don't know how today is going because we're recording it before the election day itself, but however it's going, yeah, counting the votes is a very good thing. Jesus Christ. I hope it's a good day, the day this is uploaded.
Good day, sunshine. Stressed.
How are you? Are you stressed?
I'm trying to... It's Monday when we're recording this. I'm trying to devise a plan for tomorrow that allows me to kind of be distracted throughout the day with other things.
I might
binge a TV show from start to finish.
I support Cosmos.
In the past, Yeah, in the past, I've gone to like see movies on this day by myself because I like that sort of thing, and obviously, I can't do that this year. So I don't know. I know I'm going to do a very long run. That's about it.
Well, if you're listening, and I hope you're taking care of yourself.
And I'm going to have an edible or two, and just no matter what happens.
Well, okay. Well, you text me or FaceTime me if you need anything. You know I'll answer.
Yeah, T.
My sweet angel.
T.
Okay, well, we did it. Have a good life. Where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere. Stoned, usually.
Okay. You can find me with a handful of duck necks.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying?
You can find me possessed by a gay ghost.
A gay ghost? Okay. Oh, cool.
All right, great. Later.
Okay, later. Bye.
Bye.